The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
My name is Dr. Joe Pecoraro. I am a vascular and general surgeon, and I don't know if Marcia is on or not, but Marcia Hildebrand, who is an RN, will be joining, hopefully. We are also certified OPTAVIA coaches, and we're so glad that you could be on tonight. This call is for...
I'm here with you, Dr. Joe. Thank you for opening the call.
Okay, so this call is for current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals. It will last until 8:30. That's 30 minutes, because at that time there's another webinar that's available for everyone. And so this is an interactive call. This is designed so that you can get answers from us right away, any that you might have, and we'll do our best to answer them. But also, we are not able to give specific medical advice. We can be vague, but you will need to contact your personal health care provider, because they really know your history better, and especially if you're taking medications or have any other severe medical considerations. So let's hear from a few of you who are on the line tonight. And why don't you go ahead and maybe give us a name and where you're from?
Remember, you got to press star 6 to unmute yourself.
Oh. So I know there was someone on there, because they said you could hear me before.
Yeah, this is Janet Lane. I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I'm a coach. I lost 35 pounds. My husband lost 70 back in 2015, and we are still have our weight off, and we are coaching at this time, and love the program.
Well, good. Congratulations.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I was just in Savannah about a week ago.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a hot time of year to be here, but it's a beautiful place.
Well, we're in Florida, so it's pretty hot here, too. All right, well, did you have any questions for us, or you were just listening in?
I do not have any questions. I always try to listen in, because I learn a lot every time I listen in. So.
Well, good. Fantastic.
Well, you know what, Dr. Joe? I'm just going to share a few health tips between people sharing their success on the program. And I Googled, you know, what's healthy in June to talk about. And I think one of the important things for this time of year is, of course, heat safety and being careful with your skin in the sun. And also watch out for snakes, because they are slithering around. A very good friend of mine was bitten by a copperhead here in Georgia, and she really had a very serious reaction. So you want to know, if you get bitten, what are the protocols, how are they handled in your state, and what to do?
Well, I hadn't thought of that. I just saw we're down in the Everglades. Somebody wanted to conquer his fear of snakes, so he pulled a python off of a baby alligator.
Wow. And he's still here.
And he's still here, yep. And I guess his friend videotaped it. All right, and then what else besides the snakes was it, Marcia?
Well, I think it's important to make sure that when you're outside, you use sunscreen so you don't get sunburned, because your skin is your first line of defense against infection. And you also want to make sure that if you're somebody like me or you that loves to go out gardening and there's a lot of bugs and stuff, to use appropriate clothing and shoes that you can put on your waist, and it's battery operated, and it emits, you know, a scent that keeps bugs away, and that way there's never anything on my skin.
Hi, Marcia.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Valerie from Ohio. I'm just chiming in because we can't hear you very well. Linda and I are both on the call, and I don't know if there's interference. I don't know if Dr. Joe can hear you, but there's some kind of interference.
Is it better now?
It seems to be a little better. It's very fuzzy, and I'm picking up like every couple words there.
Yeah, I can't hear that clearly either.
Okay, how about now?
Much better.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. All right. Thank you for letting me know.
Thank you, Marcia.
Yeah, so Marcia was talking about the importance of protecting our skin from the sun because our skin is incredibly important for a number of reasons. Not just does it hold our body together and make us look better than if we didn't have skin, but it also helps regulate temperature. It also is really the first line of defense for a lot of soil-borne diseases and things like that. So the skin is very important, and protecting it is also very important. One thing I would like to say in that regard is this, is that if ever you have any question about a particular skin lesion or a pigment that's on your skin, an unusual looking freckle, always have that looked at, because I have had so many people over the years have someone say to them, oh, don't worry about it, that's nothing, and it be something serious. So it can be very serious, and so let's be prudent in that regard.
Yes, rather to be safe than sorry. And I think the places to really protect your skin, from what I've seen working in the operating room years ago, the top of your nose, the top of your ears are places that people don't think about. And
the lower lip is another hot spot, no pun intended, because it's facing the sun. It's aimed upwards. So always, even when I go for a run, I'm always sure to put a lip protector on, and exactly where you're talking about, Marcia, the ears and the nose are the most important, but also the back, neck, and shoulders are of critical importance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'll see young people running, teenagers, and they don't have a shirt on, and I know they're very proud of their body, but I'm hoping they have sunscreen on or they're going to learn real fast. They need to use sunscreen.
Well, I'm 60 and I run without a shirt on too, but I use sunscreen.
Well, I run with clothes on, but I do it where there's air conditioning.
Okay, and now the other thing about the summer that I think is of critical importance is water intake and electrolyte intake, because at least here in Florida, and I spoke to someone in Texas today, the heat indices have been very high. And so it's very important to maintain your water intake, and it's important that if you feel that you're losing a lot of sweat and you're taking in a lot of water, at some point you may require some electrolytes as well.
Yes, yes, and you'll know that if you like, I know when I'm outside and I'm gardening and all of a sudden I realize, you know, when I stand up, I'm getting a little bit lightheaded. It's like, I think you're losing a lot of sodium here and electrolytes. You need to go in and have some Powerade Zero and get some of those electrolytes back, or even, you know, just start out with some water. And it doesn't even have to be cold water. It can just be room temperature water, because your body absorbs that faster, especially if you're sweating and hot.
And along those same lines, Marcia, headache is also another very common sign of dehydration that people don't realize that's what it is. They just think, oh, they have a headache because it's hot out. But in fact, it's oftentimes one of the first signs of dehydration that we sometimes will see.
You know, that's true. And when you think about it, it makes sense, because if you don't have enough cerebral spinal fluid, your brain is going to be resting on a place where it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yes. And I would wonder if anyone else has joined us, if anyone has any questions at this point.
This is Valerie again from Ohio. Hello.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. I was just going to say the same thing. You know, it's been hot here in Ohio, and we had some really, really hot days and very humid. And I was wondering, normally I don't have headaches, but the last 3 or 4 days I've had really bad headaches, and I haven't been drinking water like I normally do. And I'm thinking maybe it might be dehydration.
Yes.
So, yeah, and I was just thinking about that when you said that, because I haven't been drinking a lot of Powerade Zero or water, but I need to step that up. But what's another reason for somebody, as like, since I've lost 57 pounds 3 years ago, I don't sweat like I used to. I mean, I really don't sweat at all. What would be,
wow,
why?
Well,
and very rarely
did you
sweat at all.
Did you want that, Marcia, or you want me to take it?
Oh, I'm going to let you take that one.
Okay. Yeah, and oftentimes you'll notice as well that people who are very heavy, they can withstand the cold a lot better than you as well. And the reason for that, the reason why they can withstand the cold better, I mean, I can remember when I was 300 pounds, out in 35, 40 degree weather, no big deal. Now that I lost that 120 pounds, and I'm closer to a normal body mass index, it's a whole lot different. And so the main reason why you don't sweat as much, though, is because you don't have as much body mass, you don't have as much metabolism happening. Because when you have a big body, you've got a lot going on in there. You've got a lot of, even just moving your body from one corner of the room to the other takes a whole lot more energy, and so your body is burning that up. And there are a lot more things going on in your body chemically that are generating heat. So what happens is your metabolism is, I'm not going to say slower, but I'll say the overall number of your metabolism will be less, because you have a smaller body. If that does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
So it's not your metabolic rate, but it's your overall metabolism. So just like if you were to try and heat up a big pot of water, you have to put a lot of heat into that to make it boil. Now, if you heat up a small pot of water, you're going to get it to boiling a lot faster. It's not that it's going to be any different than 212 degrees because it's boiling, but it's going to happen faster because there's less in there. And that's what's happening, and that's what the difference is. And in fact, with our program, oftentimes I'll hear people say things like, well, that kind of diet is dangerous because it slows down your metabolism, because invariably they may have known someone who measured the actual amount of metabolism that was happening in a person's body, and they find out that it's less. And the reason why it's less is because there's less body there. It just makes sense when you think about it. If I lost the weight of a whole person, of course my body now is not going to be going through the same type of heat exchange and chemical reactions that it was when it carried that extra 120 pounds.
Right. Exactly.
But that's an excellent point, because people often ask that too. Why do I seem like I'm more caffeine sensitive? You're taking in the same amount of caffeine and there's less of a body there.
Right.
Right.
Right. That makes sense. It's just weird because I used to, when I was heavier, I used to sweat so much. And I mean, I don't perspire. I don't use deodorant. And I laugh about that because like I was even doing a Zoom and I was saying, I don't use deodorant, and which is a good thing.
Wow.
Because, yeah. You know, I don't very rarely. And the only time I ever have to use deodorant is if I have been like off plan or I'm not eating right and I'm not eating healthy and I'm adding sugar in my body. You know it. And the same thing with my husband. My husband was, he was 30 pounds heavier. And he had prostate cancer, and he ended up doing the program, and in 5 weeks he lost close to 30 pounds, and he does not use deodorant anymore either. But when he starts eating sugar, and I really believe that cancer feeds off sugar, and it does a lot of harm to our body when he starts adding that sugar into his body and eating the crap. He, you know it because that body odor and everything comes out. It's amazing. And so I love our program. And I can't say anything better, but that's a true testament right there.
Well, the other thing you may notice since we're talking summertime is that as you eat more of that junk, your body will create more carbon dioxide, which will attract the mosquitoes more.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet, yeah. That's crazy.
It is. It's, you know,
yeah,
it's...
So we all have to eat, we all have to be healthy this summer, very healthy.
Well, I think it's good if we eat healthy all year round.
Right.
That's a good idea.
I'll let somebody else talk. Thank you, guys.
No,
right,
thank you for sharing that. That is amazing. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Who else is out there tonight? Who wants to share something? Who has a question? Is somebody maybe having a frustration that they're working through something? Maybe they need to tell their story to get some insight?
I got a question.
Hi.
This is Chad Bruff from Charleston, West Virginia.
Hi, Chad.
And I have a client that has seizure-like migraine headaches, and she was wondering if this program would help it or affect it in any way, and I was thinking it would do a lot to help, but I wanted to get your guys' opinion.
Well,
what medication is she taking for seizures?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I'd have to ask her again.
Go ahead, Dr. Joe. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I was. What I was going to say is that while we can't actually say yes, that the program will help her. And the only reason why we can't say that is because we don't have studies that have actually been done, and so we can't make that claim. Nevertheless, what I will say is this, is that when a body is healthier, the immune system tends to work better, the inflammation levels are down, everything seems to work better. And when a body is in more functional shape, it can handle most situations a lot easier.
Right. Yeah, because what I had done is just I had shared with her what I've been through personally, because I've been on plan for almost 3 months now. And I used to deal with like asthma and fibromyalgia and arthritis and all that kind of stuff. Anything I used to have in the past. In fact, my doctor took some blood work about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and she was in total shock of how my numbers were, because they were better than they've ever been.
Does not surprise me at all.
No.
Right.
And how much weight did you lose?
I have lost 58 so far and counting.
Okay, so when you get rid of the excess fat, you know, your body starts to heal. And I love that when you lose weight on our program, you're not losing muscle, and your heart's a muscle. You're protecting muscle, and the only thing you're doing is using your own fat to give you energy, and you're burning that
right.
fat. And that's what helps get your body healthy. And you lower your insulin levels because you're eating low glycemic. And so all
right.
these
that's another thing.
Well, you know, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. In 2008, my doctor diagnosed me as a type 2. So, you know, the program works. It's the eating.
Yes, it does.
And moving and getting enough sleep and reducing stress and having a healthy mind, a healthy body, and making sure that, you know, you reduce stress and get yourself financially stable. All these things help to add a healthy life. And that's why when I die, I'll still be a health coach.
That's awesome. Really awesome.
And you'll die healthy.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm
yes.
planning to do, is die healthy.
Yeah, no time soon. No time soon. I turn the big
right.
65 in August, and nobody ever believes it, including
well,
me.
I just turned 50 in May, and I feel better, literally feel much better at 50 than I did at 35. No joke.
You see, our
I've
program is
I've got more energy.
Like
I'm sleeping better. I'm a truck. My wife and I are truck drivers. And we both have noticed a big difference as far as driving 12 to 14 hours a day. And it has made such a humongous difference.
So
in fact, it's the difference between
together,
night and day, actually.
Yes.
Yes. I was thinking that myself just the other day. My coach and I were talking about that. So, yeah.
We're talking
I
about
totally
Dory, the picture Dorian Gray.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, I will talk to her, get a few more questions, and
details.
Then I'll just tell her to, you know, just do program
yeah.
and see what it does to help her. Said,
yeah.
I know what it's
yeah,
done for
know.
Me and my wife, and it's just been a complete lifesaver, life changer.
Well,
well
you know
if
that
you can
it
just
hurt.
Right,
because
it's an anti-inflammatory program. It won't hurt.
Correct. Okay, well, I will talk to her and ask some more questions, and then I'll let her know about this conversation.
Yeah. All right.
So
well,
I thank both of you for your time.
Oh, thank you for your
You're
question.
You're quite welcome.
Pleasure. I'll let somebody else get on.
Hi, this is Rob from New Jersey. I have a quick question, and hopefully you guys have an answer to.
Okay,
sure.
So I've been doing the program for a couple of months now. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to stay 100% on plan, but I'm down give or take 20, 25 pounds, lost a couple of pant sizes, which is really good. My wife's doing the program. She's lost close to 70 pounds. My brother-in-law has lost 40. Both of them have reported significant increases in energy. Nothing like that has happened for me yet, and I'm wondering if a low T level might have something to do with that.
The short answer is yes. The more complex answer would be finding out if you're doing anything differently than them. Now, we do know you said that you have not been staying on the plan, adhering closely to it. So if that's the case, that could also be part of it. Because it really depends on when you say that you haven't been able to stay on it 100%. I don't really know what that means. That could mean all kinds of things. So if you want to elaborate on that.
Sure. It's a combination of I have, because of previous work histories and eating habits, the eating or fueling five and one a day is a problem for me, because I just forget, and I was never used to eating in that fashion. Or sometimes I'll just like absentmindedly be apathetic about things because my day is very stressful, and just grab something that I shouldn't, although I've been making better choices than I would have made 3 months ago. And then, you know, dropped out certain things out of my diet, like no more sodas. I've cut back on like no sugar, things like that. But, you know, occasionally I'll have something that's like not on plan.
What kind of thing that's not on plan? I mean, carrots are not on plan, but carrot cake is really not on plan.
Right. It would be like something that's like a carbohydrate, like some bread or like a bun or something. That would probably be, you know, would be the first item that I would kind of go for.
Yeah. So that definitely could be a reason why you're not feeling as awesome as they are, because when you have those carbohydrates, the blood sugars can go up and down, and that can definitely cause that. Could be the low T as well. Could be a combination. So I would say if you want to feel that energized experience that they're experiencing, then by all means, just if you give yourself just 4 days of total adherence to it, I think what you're going to find is that you can do it. You can make this happen, and that at that point, you will know that that your body's clearly in fat burning. Because it sounds like you probably are not in fat burn, and fat burn is usually what it is that causes that that kind of like energized, non-hungry experience. So
right, I think I just haven't been able to get into prolonged fat burn. I know like my longest stretch has been like 9 or 10 days in a row, being 100% on plan, but you know I haven't been able to sustain past that.
Mm.
So
yeah,
so I don't
get
prolonged fat burn.
Well, you know, maybe you want to talk to your doctor about the low T level. That may also help you. And you know, being on the 5-1 without any being on the 5-1 and getting into a good fat burn and having a good T level may be the right combination for you.
Right. That's the plan.
Okay.
I was just trying to see if that actually that would, you know, it might be like a factor other than the obvious of not being 100% on plan. So thank you for confirming that it's a possibility.
You're welcome.
Is that a roundabout way of secretly hoping that you could still not be on plan and get that energy level up?
No, because I still, while I'm down about 20 to 25, I still want another, you know, 20 or so to go. So I'm not at my goal yet.
Well, keep up the good work, because you'll get there.
Well, thank you. All right, time for somebody else.
Okay.
We have 1 minute to go.
Yeah, and I know there are a lot of people who don't just like water. It's a taste that you get, that you acquire. And there's nothing more delicious, especially in the heat, than an ice-cold glass of water.
Yes.
So I have 8:31, so I know that Would you like me to close this call for us?
Sure.
Okay, so Dr. Joe, thank you, and thank everybody who participated in the call tonight. Remember that you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast and or hear a few prior week's recordings of these helpful calls on your health coach's co-branded website, The playback of tonight's call will be available there within 48 hours. If you have any questions in between support calls, please first connect with your coach. And for additional help, please email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And again, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which actually began at 8:30. To access the webinar, simply access Zoom by logging on to zoom.us on your computer or download the free Zoom app on your phone. Click Join a Meeting and then enter the meeting ID number 113-312-513. Again, that's 113-312-513. Congratulations on investing some time in your health this evening. We are glad you joined us. Have a great night, and thank you very much for calling in. Night, Dr. Joe.
Okay, good night. Thank you so much, Marcia. Good night, everyone.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.